May Jesus bless you with his peace. I'm Father Matthew Krempel in St. Mary Roman Catholic Church, Kingman, Arizona, celebrating the Paschal Feast of the Resurrection of our Lord on this 27th day of March 2016, liturgical cycle year C. Let us praise the Lord, for he is risen. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered the head of Jesus, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Last night at the Paschal Vigil, we sang what is known as the Exultet, the proclamation of not only Jesus' resurrection, but the reason for his death and resurrection. It begins by calling out to all the church to exult with the angels and saints. To exult because we now have eternal salvation in Christ Jesus. It calls upon the earth to glory in the Christ and to rejoice. It calls upon everyone in the world to exult in Christ Jesus. It gives the reasons. Jesus Christ, our Lord, for our sake, paid the debt of Adam to the Heavenly Father. What is this debt of Adam? The debt of original sin, the debt of disobedience to the will of the Heavenly Father. Because of Adam and Eve, we are all condemned to death. We are also, in one sense, condemned to much suffering here on earth. But it is not God's will that we remain dead or that we keep on suffering without any meaning. Jesus paid the debt of Adam, by pouring out his very blood in order to wipe clean the record of our ancient sinfulness. This is what we celebrate, that Jesus, who is called the Lamb of God, the innocent one, dies for the guilty ones. His blood anoints us, and we are washed clean. Jesus is the pillar of fire that we hear about in the Old Testament, leading the people free from their enemies. Jesus is the light that frees Christians from worldly vices and from the gloom of sin. Jesus is the light that breaks open prison doors, the prison doors of death and suffering. It says our birth would have been no gain had we not been redeemed. Many people live with no meaning in their lives. Many people live carelessly, recklessly, confused, always asking, why am I here? I never asked to be born. My life has no meaning. But now with Jesus, we have a sense of direction, a sense of purpose, even for our suffering. O wonder of your humble care for us, we cry out to the Heavenly Father. O love, O charity beyond all telling, to ransom a slave, you gave away your Son. Hear that. We, slaves to sin, were freed by the Heavenly Father giving away his beloved Son to death. St. Paul, you'll remember last Sunday we read from his letter to the Philippians. Jesus so humbled himself that he took on the form of a slave, being obedient to the likeness of men, even to death, death on the cross. Satan is not obedient. Satan does not serve. Satan does not want to be a slave to anyone. Satan does not want to serve God. It goes on, O truly necessary sin of Adam, destroyed completely by the death of Christ. Why does it say necessary sin of Adam? The idea is, if it took the sin of Adam and our sins to move the heart of God the Father to send his beloved Son to us, that he might take on flesh and suffer and die, that we might rise with him, then it seems to be a necessary sin. It doesn't mean, therefore, that we necessarily should go out sinning in order to keep invoking the mercy, the compassion, the charity of God. It goes on, O blessed fault that earned so great, so glorious a Redeemer. It blesses the night, this day, that knew the hour of Jesus' resurrection. It speaks of the night as becoming bright as day. We want to understand that night as the dark night of the soul, the dark night of faith, the dark night that confuses us and makes us doubt if God exists. The dark night, as we read and even experience the events of wickedness in our world, we ask, is there no end to this night? It drags on. And any of you, and probably all of you, who have had any kind of illness for a couple of days, know that when night comes on, you feel worse. And maybe you even turn on a nightlight, because being ill, in pain, in the night makes it worse. So we can understand then how Jesus is the comforter, the healer, the light, who speaks to the world, and much of the world closes up its ears and hearts so as not to hear his voice. As we heard in the Passion read this past week, away with him, crucify him. We don't want to hear his teaching. We don't like his examination of our consciences. But Jesus turns our night experience into the brightness of his light. His sanctifying power dispels wickedness. It washes our faults away. It restores innocence and brings joy to those who are mourning and are having a hard time with the loss of a loved one. The power of the Jesus light drives out hatred, and it fosters concord among our families that are so often torn apart. And we wonder, when will love unite our family again? The Exultet ends by calling us again to give God praise, to let the Paschal candle be our constant prayer, so that as we see the nights, the dark nights of our faith, turning into the light of experience of God, we are overcome by the life of Christ and hopeful that we will never experience death. We pray that the flame of the Paschal candle will be like the morning star, Jesus, who never sets. We pray that Jesus, the light, the life, the resurrection, will come back to us and come even this moment into our hearts and enlighten them with the gift of his Holy Spirit. For he has shed his peaceful light on all humanity, and he lives forever and ever. Amen.